Who were the very best opponents you played against, John? You know, who do you look back and think, as
individual?
Yeah.
Well, I played against Gerald Davis when he played centre three quarter before he went on the wing, and he wasn't big enough to be centre, but he was very, very difficult to mark. Arthur Lewis, who was a Welsh captain, was very, very good. He could take it, he could dish it out, you couldn't intimidate him, and he was hard to play against. He could sidestep, he could, good footballer. Probably one of the best centres all round with everything. I played against David Duckham, was good. Tended to go one way, he was better on the wing really, I think, but he was still a big man. And Jeremy Janier, I mean, you talk about big men now, he was 16 stone 8, and he was a good boy. And I played against Ken Jones, who was from Clonethley, Oxford University, Wales, British Lions. I mean, he could sidestep on the move, and was nigh on impossible to mark.
Yeah.
And the other one was Guy Boniface, which tiny players they were, and they came out here. We played, I think they played for the Bolsons out here.
When the floodlights were opened.
It may have been that. But Mike Titcomb refereed the game, and all he said was blow ball. We were moaning about that. Every decision seemed to go to the blue ballers. I would say the best individual, hardest player was probably the Welsh centre three quarter. And he played, I think he played for Ebervale with a guy called Tubby. They were a good pairing because he was about 6'3". And they were a hard side, but ability-wise to tackle, Ken Jones. I tried to tackle him once against Clonethley, I never even touched him. I virtually had him man in ball, and he sidestepped him. I was quite young at the time. It taught me a few valuable lessons. If you can't tackle him, hold back a bit. It's like England playing the weekend against New Zealand. They were trying to rush defence. And if you do rush defence and you can't tackle the man, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And I rushed him, and he beat me, but I didn't even touch him. And I think individually, Ken Jones had more skill than anybody I played against. Yeah.
How about your relationship with referees, John?
I had a good relationship generally, because I never had a red card. I used to talk to them a lot. You'd be behind them and excuse me, sir, they're offside, or get him back, sir, and that type of thing. Once or twice, you've got not a yellow card, because there weren't yellow cards in those days at all. But I had a final warning three or four times in my career, but I played the game hard. I was never... I've never ever kicked anybody on the floor. I've never punched anybody from behind or did anything to me that was cowardly. Everything I did was in my ability to tackle or to intimidate. But, I've seen people stamp on people on the floor. I've seen people kick, I've seen them be punched from behind. And that isn't part of a game of rugby. No matter what it was, if you're not looking at somebody and you're coming up and doing a cowardly act. So I didn't get problems because the referees knew that I was honest. It may have been physical, but it wasn't in the realms of anything that most other players have done on the pitch, No, I had no problems. I got sent off by Tony Fisher, playing for the Gordon League against Newport High School Old Boys. And a guy, I tackled him in a good tackle around the neck, slid down, he kicked me under the chin, studded me under the chin on the floor, just lashed out. And so I got up and the guy squealed as I got up. I didn't stamp him, I didn't do anything, but I did walk on him. And he squealed before anything had happened. And the referee, they called out from the crowd, somebody did in Fisher, so I kicked him in the head. And I'd never kicked anybody in my life, and but I got 4 weeks for that, but that was the only time. And so to come, I don't know, 16 years at King's Holm and not get a red card, I thought was not bad. Not many Gloucester players did get sent off, really. We did play the game very hard. But, you know, I mean, I can't. Eric Stevens had a red card. Eric got sent off. I think he's probably the only one I can remember ever getting sent off for Gloucester. I mean, I know Bobby Folk did it at one stage against Lydney, but I can't remember when I played. I might have a blank part in my mind, but I can't remember many Gloucester players getting red carded. There was a guy on tour once got a red card, but I wasn't there. Okay. And he never played for Gloucester again, and nobody's seen him ever again. He was a Marine, I think. But you go through all that, though. Jack Folk, Townsend, Meadows, Ford, Older. None of them got it. Dick Smith. Weren't sent off. Most of them probably had a warning here and there. And you respected referees in those days even more, I think, than they do today. Because, you know, if a referee said to you, you're on a final warning, that's what you knew you were on. I mean, today, you can hit somebody and they give you a yellow card. I mean, to me, if you hit somebody and you're caught, you should be off the park. And, you know, more, because the red card was meant to be for foul play. Yeah. And the yellow card was for a professional foul, i.e. pulling somebody back, keep killing the ball. You shouldn't be getting a yellow card for stamping somebody or punching somebody. That should be a red card, and that keeps the discipline within the game. And it wouldn't happen.